live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Hello, everybody, and happy Laughter Day. And welcome to Babaji the Caveman, Babaji's spiritual set of comedy on Keen Radio, the official broadcast for Keen.com. My name is Dr. Uma, and I'm Babaji's disciple, and I am a spiritual, and he is a spiritual advisor on Keen, and Babaji's your host for today's program. So welcome, everybody. Okay, if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from Babaji or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute. There are also other offers as well, so guys, check it out. Great. So you got laughter? You remember to laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? Babaji certainly has answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining Babaji's 7:30 p.m. Airtime Radio Show. We are honored and happy to guide and serve you. So love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally and no fear when Babaji's here. He kicks your crutches. Hi, everybody. We are going to do unconditional love. This is the last of the series of unconditional love for August. And as you know, unconditional love is a natural healer for the soul, a spiritual elixir. Okay, if you let one dispense in generous amounts, can turn around the light perspective of even the most jaded soul. Hey, think about that, guys. The power of unconditional love to heal is a gift of changing your life in a massive level. So when you think about it, when love is not conditional, when love is allowed to flow around the darkest, most painful areas of the soul without judgment or intolerance, the effect can be instant and dramatic, okay? Even the most forgotten spirit, the ones that have the most pain, okay, you know, can undergo a dramatic shift in awakening through the unconditional love of just one person. I can attest to this, guys. When you go through unconditional love, when somebody just loves you for who you are and without any bar, no bars hold, you know, and just seeing you for who you are and still accepts you, it is a massive, massive, massive miracle. It creates changes that you can't even begin to describe. Okay? So souls may be healed through unconditional love. Rejuvenating souls can heal multitudes due to the unconditional love of the single soul that starts the chain reaction. So it only takes one soul to give unconditional love to create the chain reaction that would help other souls. I've seen this in action. Babaji's a good example. He gives unconditional love to one person, and that goes on to the next person. It's like a domino effect. So it's the true power of how unconditional love is profoundly impactful and life-changing. Under the right conditions, unconditional love is contagious. Like, you know, laughter is a yummy, funny virus. Unconditional love is like a viral agent that spreads its contagion in ways that could begin the evolution of a society. Massive change. So unconditional love in the masses, often inspired by healing the words of a spiritual leader or visionary, can have a groundbreaking impact on a society if the message is bolstered and reinforced with a continuous message that carries the energy of the original. So if you notice, like, you know, the most inspirational speakers, the prophets, the spiritual leaders, they all have that energy. So when you go out there, when they speak their words, their words have power. And the original power of those words are very transformative, and it creates a multitude effect. So it's not the message itself that does the healing, but the ability of the message to awaken the unconditional love that lies dormant in others and yourself, and creates the effect of a chain reaction. So coordinated bursts of unconditional love delivered in strategic patterns over a period of time can have a tremendous impact on elevating the mindset and hearts of multitudes of people. The mass of incarnated souls here to this planet, many of them living unconscious lives, are desperately seeking to awaken from their ego-driven beliefs. Okay, many are waiting to be led. And you have to say this is very true for many people. Many people are looking for inspiration. They're looking to wake up. All right, so once the society begins to awaken, the message of unconditional love grows exponentially at a rate that would shock even the most hardened cynic. The ability of unconditional love to transform a society is possible. The only obstacle is not believing it can be done. So, guys, thank you for listening. Okay, Babaji is here. Welcome, Babaji. Hi.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Hello,
everybody.
Hi. Hey,
right.
I'm going to put in our first caller here. Yeah, here you go.
Awesome. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi,
name,
how are you?
Please, for the audience. I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Hi, my name is... Hi, this is Dejan. I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, hi, Dejan. Texan it is.
Hi.
Most polite people. Yes, go ahead. Welcome to my show, my son. Everything okay? Ask you.
Yes, it
questions
is.
And your concern. How are you?
Yes, I wanted to know if you see me getting a job in September or the first half of September.
There will be no job for you, unfortunately, in the first half or third. But towards the last period of September, yes. Meaning effectively September, October, you're going to start the work. But you'll get to know about it in the mid-September onward about the job and when you're going to start. So that's what's going to be. So be positive and everything's going to be all right. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
That's
good to know.
That's the order of things. Yes. But it's not your fault, and so you got to be having the attitude, as always, of positivity. As always, I say, attitude is all important, and to be positive, project positivity in the air, and things are just going to be happening for you, but not in your expected time frame. As such, but it is happening. So be happy and take this suggestion to your heart, and everything is going to be all right, and you're going to be happy and make money and self-sufficient economically, and everything is going to be wonderful. Okay? All right.
Okay.
You may ask me one more quick question if you like, and that's that. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to know what you see, for my love life.
You haven't been that lucky in your love life, unfortunately. But, so to speak, your love life, your luck in regards to that is going to turn around sometime in this year. Especially during the vacation times, and again, be positive and go to the parties and go to places that you like, and you happen to meet your soulmate in this time during the vacations in this year. So all the American holidays and especially Christmas, Valentine's, and New Year are great opportunities for you to meet the one. And this one is going to be longer-term relationship, not like the previous ones. Okay? Everything's going to be
okay.
Wonderful. You're going to be happy. right, and promise to laugh more. And you're most welcome to get in-depth details of your subjects that you brought up and your concern on Keen, I'm always available and arrange. This is a message to everyone. I'm always available 24/7. Although I may not be all the time logged on, but you can make an appointment, as well as you can arrange calls and arrange chats with me, and I would be responding quickly ASAP and answering to all your questions and concerns in every aspect of life, love and relationship, finances, jobs, family problems, pet problems, anything that, you know, that you may have questions about, especially spiritual questions, any question in regards to enlightenment, so on and so forth. So thank you very much for your questions. And are you satisfied? You have no doubts?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
You're most
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Okay, thanks for joining the show. All right, so we have another caller here. I'm going to take it in. Thanks, Babaji. Here you go.
You're most welcome.
Here you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, Babaji.
Yes, no, your name for the audience, please. Yes, I'm doing good.
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York City.
Yes, Lisa.
Oh,
hello.
Lisa.
Yes.
Okay. How are
all
you
right.
today, guys?
Not too much New York pizza. All right, go ahead.
Oh. You're a funny guy. I'm going back into the gym next week. I'm so glad you are right. Not too much New York pizza. You are right.
That's right.
So,
thank you, absolutely. As always, yes,
well,
I'm supposed to be all right. Yes, and I am. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to be reapplying back to music business school. Do you think I'll be getting in this time?
Yes. In the, like I said before, some months and year ago, yes, and approach it cautiously and intelligently. And be
okay.
wise in making your choices and wise decisions. This I must emphasize to you. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
Because also I gotta tell you that the music department, music world is extremely cutthroat and very competitive, and you need to be cautious, and there are lots of jealous people out there.
I see that. But what if I just go
yes.
into music technology? What do you think about music technology? That would be better, because that's
very,
more the business side.
That has a great future, yes. And
okay.
It's a different ballgame in terms of, like, you know, jealousy department, and so that
mm-hmm.
also you can use your creative intelligence and expand on that, and that including all the opportunities that come your way. Overall,
yeah,
okay,
guys. Your luck is
yeah.
good. Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, Baba, you just got
all right,
happy.
Thanks,
Lisa. Okay, so.
Thank you. We
okay,
love you.
Okay,
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everybody. Thank you, my dear ones. And remember to laugh more.
Yeah, good night, everybody. Thank you for coming.
All right. All right.